The official slogan of Houston, Texas is Space City, a space of infinite possibilities. Like most city slogans, it's positive, inviting, but for at least a few Houstonians, it's a little dull. A new website flashes through some of the city's other trademarks. The heat, the humidity, the hurricanes, the flying cockroaches. The list culminates in what's become a new catchphrase for Houston. Houston, it's worth it. The slogan has generated tens of thousands of hits for the site and sold nearly as many T-shirts. Now some say it should become the city's new official tagline. So what makes a great city slogan? If honesty is the goal, what would your hometown's phrase be? We're issuing an email challenge. Send us your suggestions for new city slogans. We'd especially like to hear slogans for our nation's capital if you don't have one for your hometown. Our email address is totn@npr.org. You can also call us at 800-989-8255. Excuse me, that's 800-989-TALK. Joining us now is David Thompson, co-founder of Houston It's Worth It. He's with us from the studios of member station KUHF in Houston. Nice of you to join us today.
Thank you, Neil.
So how did this campaign get started?
Well, we had been asked to kind of consider the city's image by a friend of ours who was doing an article for Texas Monthly. And as my business partner, Randy Twaddle, and I started to do that on a Friday afternoon, we thought, well, what would make a great campaign? It needed to be kind of, we thought it needed to be funny. It needed to have a sense of confidence that only comes with acknowledging those things that we're typically defensive about. And Randy said, you know, it should say that we've got all this traffic and this heat and this humidity and stuff, but it's worth it because of the restaurants and the people are so friendly and the diversity. And I went, Houston, it's worth it. And we kind of looked at each other, and it was a real eureka moment, that's for sure.
Well, I understand you've had about 1,200 people visit your website to say why Houston is worth it. And so What do they say?
Most people comment about the people and how friendly they are, the food, the diversity. A lot of people comment on the humidity and how good it is for your skin. We've had
that's what good it's for. I see.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Yeah, I see. I've been wondering about that. Living in Washington all these years, I'd always wondered about that.
No, yeah. That's what it's for, Neil.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think all of this has been successful? People a little tired of Space City, a space of infinite possibilities?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, in the Convention and Tourism Board's defense, Houston's hard to get a handle on, and I think that it works because I think we have been extremely defensive about our wonderful city, and have tried to make something that it's not. And I think it works because it's just true. And these things that we call the 20 afflictions aren't really that as they are reality, you know. And I think they're reality found in virtually any city. And I think it lets us get this stuff out there. It pulls the rug out from under the conversation and gets us to some more meaningful conversation on why this is such a great place.
Well, we have, as you know, asked for emailers and phone callers now to send in their suggestions, not for Houston, but for their hometowns and for our hometown here, Washington. A fellow Texan, Michael Lewis in Waco, Texas, suggests Waco, gateway to Crawford. or he comes up with one similar to yours, that Waco, it's not as bad as you think.
Love it. I was wondering if he could, if he's available to work for us at Tweak, our company.
Let's find out about that. Anyway, let's get some listeners on the line. Steve joins us from Portland, Oregon.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. How about you?
Pretty good. Now, Portland's a great town. I've lived here for 16 years now, and I'm going to refer to it as Mayberry on mushrooms.
the Rose City just doesn't cut it for you, does it, Steve?
Well, I tell you, if you've lived here a while, you might see that resonates.
All right, Steve, thanks very much for the suggestion. We appreciate it. Emailer, this Justin Ritter in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, noted that I made a joke about Sheboygan at the early part of the program using Las Vegas' famous slogan, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." A more appropriate slogan for Sheboygan would be, "If it happens in Sheboygan, we'll be as surprised as you are." And he also writes, a common joke on the name Sheboygan is Shevegas. There's also sheer boredom and Shebagdad. So I guess a lot of people are into this.
I say Shebagan.
Yeah. You're getting a lot of local support for Houston. It's worth it.
tremendous outpouring. We've literally had not tens of thousands, but hundreds of thousands of hits on the site. It seems that people with a sense of humor really like it, and people without a sense of humor kind of don't. but the people with a sense of humor seem to be outnumbering those that don't, which is another great place, another great reason for living here.
Well, let's talk to Ben in San Francisco.
Hi, Neil. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm originally from Fresno, and some younger people there were starting to say things like, it's not Fresno, it's Fres Yes. And I thought that was good with all the negative stigma that little Fresno gets. So I thought that was perfect for your show.
All right, Ben. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Here's we also requested some for Washington, and Alan Ebright, I hope I'm getting that right, in Wichita, Kansas, writes, take a spin in Washington, D.C. And that's there was another one here for Washington. Washington, D.C., writes Caroline from Anchorage, Alaska, Washington, D.C., where the political sausage is made. So what an attractive thought. Carl joins us now from Charleston, South Carolina.
Hello?
Carl, you're on the air.
Yeah, oh, thank you. This was for Washington, D.C., and it would be your bucks stop here.
Harry Truman's old phrase, elevated to the city of Washington. Thank you very much, Carl.
You're very welcome.
All right. And let's talk with Mark. Mark's calling from Cleveland.
For Washington, D.C., how about the land of the free, where everything has a price?
Well, I think you could tar a lot of places with that particular brush, not necessarily just Washington.
Oh, that's true. And I was thinking for Cleveland, we could just have weather with a question mark.
Thank you, Mark. That's very nice.
Thank you.
All right. Here's another one. Michelle Menchin, Salt Lake City, says, D.C., the city where it's good to be an outsider. All right. Maybe I asked for this. Let's go to Jacksonville, Florida. Tom joins us on the line.
How you doing?
All right.
Good show.
Thank you.
We got a bumper sticker down here that says, welcome to Florida. Now go home. And that about sums it up.
And if you could only stick it on Ivan's bumper sticker, you might be all right then.
I'll tell you, thank God they're going the other direction, because we got a whack in the last time.
All right. Well, good luck, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right.
It.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now with John. John's calling from Kalamazoo in Michigan.
Yes, there really is a Kalamazoo.
Yeah, we knew that.
That is the Kalamazoo slogan.
Oh, I see. That's the Kalamazoo.
Well, I mean, it's on a lot of T-shirts, and but there is no zoo in Kalamazoo.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, maybe.
We got this one from, who is this from? Daniel Wilcox. My brother thought of this one for Meesick, Michigan, a cute little town on the lower peninsula on the Meesick Pride days. One would think the slogan would be, remember, you make me sick. John, good luck there in Kalamazoo. And let's go to Keisha. Keisha's calling from Sacramento.
Yes, hello.
Hello, you're on the air, Keisha.
Hi, I have a slogan for Sunnyvale, California.
Mm-hmm.
Our slogan in the 1940s was Valley of Fruits and Nuts. And I'd like to go back to that.
I could see how that that doesn't need any updating whatsoever.
No.
Thanks for the call, Keisha.
Thank you.
And from Farrar Hudkins, New Orleans, more than beads, breasts, and beer, good music and food all year round. And there you go. David Thompson, any chance that Houston, It's Worth It is going to be the official slogan?
You know, I have no idea. We're certainly open to that. I think the fact that it's unaffiliated has contributed greatly to its success, but we're open. I'd just like to be able to sell our shirts in the Convention Visitors Bureau, but I don't know if they're going to have that yet.
David Thompson, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
David Thompson is co-creator of Houston It's Worth It at www.houstonitsworthit.com. Boy, that was hard to figure out. He joined us on the phone from the studios of KUHF in Houston, Texas. One last one. Grand Rapids, not quite as boring as Des Moines. That from Dave, who grew up in Des Moines and now lives in Grand Rapids. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.